Okay, and let's continue down from the other side. Rachel and Fletcher had gone to the conference for the aged. And she is going to talk about it this afternoon. She wants to hear from you all. And they will have a big conference from Aleut Indians. And then they will get the white people's old age, old men and women. And then they will take all those, whatever the old aged people talk about, take them out to Washington, D.C. for references. And they want to really know, so they would know how to get about it, to get help for the aged. And our country up here has the longest cold weather time. And our weather is different up here, as we all know, because the weather outside is warmer. And our provisions up here are higher because they barged up here or freighted up here. And this is what we are going to talk about. We want to know what we're going to talk about if we have that conference outside or sent to Washington, D.C. Come on. We need speakers. If you don't understand me, please ask some more or ask again. And talk about how you live in your villages and the hard times you have or whatever you need. Our first speaker is Fletcher Gregg. He is going to speak just for a little while. When it's February 12th, he is going to Anchorage concerning that thing that they are going to talk about. And they are going to be talking about whatever. And they want to get six people for delegates from up here. And then when he goes down, he will give the names in. and 6 people to watch over or overseer. And for people that can see, you haven't talked about it all. And then on March, they will get it all set up. In June, and in the fall time, and November 30 to 4, December 4, and then they will have the big meetings in Washington, D.C. at that time. You should try to get delegates, 6 delegates and 6 overseers to, so that I'll be ready when I am about to go. This is more of that what we talked about. These are things that they are going to talk about. And you are to find out what you need. Or what can we do to help you? Come on, let anybody start.
Eric Wilson. He said he liked to speak. He's not afraid to speak because that's what his background about. As people are receiving old age pension. And some of them don't have any income. And some died before getting any. Money, receive any money from anything. And now when you're asked to say something, we always can't try to speak. When I get that old, I go ask for My friend, they told me only assistance. When I ask a question about old age, and that person tell me that you have to ask Magistrate Rashi for assistance. He'll give you form. And when I did that, right away from Fairbanks, I received forms. Why is it not the same thing? How come it's that way and this way about old age? And ever since I remember, I've been told that you can receive old age as long as you live. But now it's changed. It's different. It's a different story now. Abraham Howarth will speak. When our representative came from Fairbanks, he asked me, are you using your coupon? After I was told that they bring me to the office, and a native person assisted me. And that person from Fairbanks told the office, and that person that's in charge of welfare, old people's welfare, old age pension person said, we will fill your forms. Then he said he'll send it to Fairbanks, but he have to write a note first, fill them up and send them to Fairbanks. My mind was feeling good about that. He said, I don't have to receive welfare if I have my own house. But if I'm renting a house, so far, when we fill out the forms for my welfare, that welfare promised me, Abraham, this is how much you will receive per month, $250. But I never saw that money. And so one time I bring one of my children over. So when one of my kids bring me over, that welfare person told us, do you want to use your green check? And so he said, if you want to start them, you could start them, but I never did start that $250 a month for old age pension. And in one of our meetings, some of the people sign up for housing. Even though they tell us we can get a house, they never built me a house yet. And one of the things that I'm doubtful for, that I wasn't happy about, one time somebody came and to fix housing, if you want them bigger or smaller or fix them up. And so I bring one of my kids. They follow me to that office. And he told him that he heard that somebody's here in Kotzebue to fix housing. So I ask him what all is there, what they can do for me. And I told him that when it's real cold, that I always have to go by the fire and sleep because my house is cold. So I sign up for my house to get fixed again. So he promised me he will fix it up this summer, that summer to be. The floor what the water project work on. And I show him where the water project made a hole in the house. I said, if I'm not home, I want you to know that. And so I went to check on them one time. And I told them, guys, you better put that back on. It belongs there in part of my house. Before you quit work, you put that on back on. So that winter my children tell me, look, Dad, there's something wrong with our ceiling. And those guys that work on the house, shoe and put that back on to the part of the ceiling. But they didn't. So the whole roof, some of it opened wide, because that part what I want them to put on, they didn't put it on, the piece. So the people that fix housings are here. And when they go work on my house again, this time they do it better. Another time white man come in. And he had a woman with him, white lady. Oh, somebody that live in Kotzebue. And so he told me, we'll work on your house this summer. So they said they'll come and fix my house this summer. And they asked me if I had a hot water bottle, hot water tank, electric. When the water project hook up our piping in the house, they put two ways of water to flow. A lot of times I had to pack water and melt my own water. So that's why sometime whole year we go without water in the house. They didn't hook up the pipes well. Yeah. also one time what he was saying and describing the time his water line can't run water. He went to see the water project people in the office and told them that he haven't received water over a year, sometime all year round, almost 2 years. I told him that only trash people always pick my garbage. One time one of the water projects came and come and said that he wanted to know where the water line is flowing towards where. And I told him I would show him where. Sure enough. Sure enough, those two were shut off. So the problem was, before they opened the valves, they covered them with ground. That's why we didn't have water for over a year. That's how water project did to me. And the guy that go check on the house told me, when it turns summer, we'll go fix your house, your lines, and your sign these papers so we can fix your house. And here's for your copy. Keep this empty. That form was a real full page that I had to sign from materials to fix up the house.
Abraham also said that they had housing materials on the boat coming in. And then they waited and waited till fall time. Because he had been promised housing material. He said he never did find the guy that promised him the housing material to fix his house with. And they never did help him on that housing material.
Okay, family. It's kind of little cheaper. This propane. At our own kitchen. We exchange with empty
bottles.
Just the propane oil is just cool. Real high. I was thinking. And I was thinking that things come from through their banks as kind of cheaper. That's why I don't like everything is so expensive. Even the light bills are too high to pay. I can't pay down. When you got no money, everything is to be paid. It's real hard. And I was thinking that from Fairbanks, whenever the railroad opens, then when the railroad is opened, maybe it would be kind of cheaper to get things through Fairbanks. Because the things that comes from through Kotzebue is kind of expensive. Some of my friends knew it too. Everything is kind of expensive, cost lots today. This is what I want to say, that's all. Joseph from Shungnek. Rachel told us to talk about the winter and summer are different from each. In summer, us up at Shungnek, we live better because we don't need much heat. But in winter time, we start buying oil again. It is true that stove oil and propane are real high. And paying the housing. Last year when we go to meeting to this conference, when I try to get food stamps, and I finally got the food stamps, about a little over 200. And later on, when summertime comes, it come up to 100, a little over 100. And this fall, the living, when the living is kind of hard, my little money, my old age pension, not enough, and they stopped my food stamp. Till now we don't have any food stamps.
there's a lot of things to be like housing, hospitals, food, and water. Because they all over 100 over of each kind to pay. Water is $45. Phone. Sometimes it's bigger, sometimes it's low. And housing $35. This is what I want to see. I come up. When they stop, what of my check is? I was having a check in the amount of $7 about my till when I had my eye operation, and now it's come up to $1 a month. Now they stop this. I just only thank them that they stop it, because it's not much. I'm not the only one that do this, but there's some too in my own village. There's a lot of old folks that needed more money for having, like, paying for wood. Some sled loads are $30, and some higher and some less. So in winter time, surviving is too hard for us when we had not much money to pay with. We all older people are weak to work. When I got nothing to pay with, sometimes in the morning I just get up after drinking coffee and I go after the woods, because I don't have much money to pay the fuel. Even though I'm not strong enough to get some wood, even the wood are expensive. That's all.